I did some V last night of a kind I have not done before. I gave myself permission. I said to myself calmly in my mind, on this occasion, I will give you permission to do the following. Listen carefully to yourself. You are allowed to cut up your husband's money, which is on his bureau top, just the single bills. There are not too many of them. Cut up his business card, which is in his card case, and then cut up a folded piece of paper. You do not know what it is. There you are cutting paper. He gave me permission when he saw me, even when he saw me leafing through big bills with the scissors and the card case, flipping to choose and sorting the paper, the opportunity for cutting. The occasion for this V, which I permitted, and which my husband permitted, was anger of a type. I said to her, you should fear for your life. Tonight I said, tell them you feared for it. Whereas my husband would have left. He would have walked out mildly and back to home. They say so, and then their head is in your vision, only their spooky eyes or their bony nose shaking. Not even their mouth is in your vision because you are too close. Maybe some of this someone's platinum hairs mixed up with silver and brown and white and pale, pale yellow hairs. Antiseptic hairs is what I call it, clean out of grease or refuse. But not the hairs on her head, not the crisply cut card with the credentials she put for me to see, hairy letters on a hairy card, the card of someone who ran the whole show that I did not even see the name because of hair, nor did I want to. You've got what you wanted, she said, so that all the hairs were not enough hairs. Or the telephone in the bag she gave me, the black phone. All the hairs were not like the hairs on her head, which she pinned up or she pulled down, which she waved, which she lustered fully out. All the little rings on the black cord to put your finger in to hold your finger. All the little rings that stretched to ringlets, all the twirlies. We left. It was between her and her, the husband and the mild-mannered boy behind her, and the husband did not play key roles. We ran the show, and when I left, something did die, a little something, and later on she will know something teeny keeled. I took that teeny thing. And the fat phone in the fat bag, I took the teeny tiny pathetic that can climb in between hairs all by itself, that can lay down their eggs to hatch. I would not do murder for a phone. I would do it for hair. There should be nothing remarkable about reading a lovey-dovey Hallmark card out loud to your old father. Nothing, please bear with me, as bad as the hope that you are being smuggled into the United States so that you can be a restaurant hostess, and then you end up in a brothel as a slave in New York, San Francisco, or Colorado, or nothing. Let me go further boldly, as remarkable as the difference between announcing this notion of extreme affection with words which are not your own, and the fate of a poor girl, which might be the same if you would indulge me wildly, as the difference between a duck, which my father asked me about when I was a girl. Perhaps it wasn't his own question, original with him. What's the difference between a duck? But I worked on it as if it were, not even hopelessly. Right away in my mind, I'd search those webbed feet, or my eyes would rise up the white neck of the duck, ever so slowly, alert for the presto change-o, so I could be the first one to tell him what the difference was. I am sure I tried to tell him. I don't remember the words. I have seen the photograph of this act, of my father waiting for me. The envelope is cocked, The card is on the way out, my hand is on it, and I am positively demure with my eyes cast shyly down. I think he waits the way the beauty would wait, imagining this way her own elegance, please, so correctly distant, so that those prospective eaters could worship her from any distance, before, during, or after being led off. Speaking for myself, the worst fate I can imagine would be a restaurant job of any kind. I don't think my attitude about that will change, ever, unless I have become near dead with hunger, wasted. But in that case, I could not get a real job. You must look the part of a worker to get yourself paid, and isn't money very much to the point? Or what is it which is the root of all evil? How you sign yourself away. Physical beauty? You be my slave. You throw yourself at somebody's feet. I am yours. It is so cozy what I have done. It is my idea of family.